From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. A Colorado judge will soon decide whether basketball star Kobe Bryant will stand trial on sexual assault charges. Prosecutors say the L.A. Lakers guard raped a 19-year-old woman this past summer. His defense says the sex was consensual and is raising questions about the woman's sexual history. NPR's Jeff Brady is in Eagle, Colorado, where a preliminary hearing in the case wound up today. And Jeff, tell us what happened, please, in court today.
Well, Judge Fred Gannett heard more evidence that will eventually help him determine whether to go ahead and send this case on to a full trial. The evidence today focused on the woman and her past sexual history. The defense continued to paint this as a consensual encounter, actually saying at one point that when she told Bryant to stop, he did. The woman told police that the rape actually happened later. There were some graphic details, things about bodily fluids on undergarments and things like that that the defense used to state their case.
Colorado has a pretty strong rape shield law, which is supposed to prevent evidence about the sexual history of an alleged victim from being introduced in rape trials. How did that factor into these hearings?
Right, and it's taken very seriously. Last week, the judge shut down the hearings after the defense suggested that the woman may have had sex 3 times in 3 days around that time that she met Bryant in Colorado. The prosecutor argued that past sexual history wasn't allowed under Colorado's rape shield law. The judge today said that it is allowed and that because the evidence is relevant to the case, and he also rejected the prosecutor's request to hear that evidence behind closed doors, so it was heard in public today.
This wasn't an actual trial. This is a preliminary hearing. There's no jury in the courtroom. What's the point of this hearing?
Well, the point is to determine whether or not this will go on to a full trial. The defense doesn't think that the prosecutor has enough evidence to put on a credible case. They say that all the evidence is based on hearsay. They say even the photos and the physical evidence depend on secondhand information. So, of course, the prosecution disagrees with that, and it's going to be up to the prosecution says that it has met the legal standard. Of course, it's going to be up to a judge now to determine who is right.
And has the judge indicated any timetable for his decision?
He has. He says that he likely will make a decision on Monday. He won't commit to that, but he says that likely a decision will be made then.
And if this does go forward to trial, what penalty would Kobe Bryant face if he were to be convicted?
A stiff penalty, possibly. It could be as much as life in prison. That's the penalty for felony sexual assault in Colorado.
NPR's Jeff Brady in Eagle, Colorado. Jeff, thanks very much.
You're welcome.